John Tumrider in for our first kōrero for the morning. John, tēnākoe, thanks for joining us. Kia ora, mate. Well, look, what's going to be the impact of another 2 weeks of level three lockdown on our whānau here in Tāmaki from your read?
Oh, look, when you enter into any lockdowns and you've got a third of your people on welfare and another third working poor, who are always going to be first fired, last hired, it places a lot of pressure on that groupings, right? And they'll be doing it tough, and they always do. They were doing it tough before the pandemic. The problem we've got is that everything is designed for middle New Zealand, and that they're at the bottom of that, and they miss the middle. So when, for instance, vaccinations, if we were to use that as an example, that whole system was designed to achieve what it has, which is Asians at 95% and white folk will be plumbing the high 80s, early 90s by the end of this month. Māori pre-pandemic on all immunisations were 20 to 25% behind, and that's exactly what's going to happen here as they release the borders, you see, and allow all sorts of people to mix and mingle. We told them this. So you can tell a system, you can tell ministers and politicians, so you're blue in the face. But if you use vaccinations as an example, it's going to be a very tough period for the first 4 months of next year.
When we look at this proposed traffic light system, what do you think of that? And do you feel that our people have been consulted well enough about it?
It's a system designed for middle New Zealand. Once their vaccinations hit high 80s, 90s, there is no appetite in that group for supporting people who are not vaccinated, meaning our people. It's not our people's fault. It's their system that they designed to ensure that they're at the front of the queue as usual. And so the problem we have constantly is we get the blame for being slow, laggards, whatever, but they never look in the mirror at the system that designed it to be that way, you see. And so we have to go to court to have a fight, because the biggest problem we've got is, white, non-elected, non-accountable bureaucrats that refuse to acknowledge that Māori should have a say at the table and can design our own outcomes. Now, for example, we vaccinated over 500,000 Kiwis in our whānau order network. Right now, 94% of them were non-Māori. And so what happened was is that we were forced to vaccinate everybody that the system designed us to vaccinate, are our own people. That is, so if we had been able to roll out our own vaccination program, we would be at 90% today as a population. We wouldn't worry about traffic lights or lockdowns.
Well, obviously there's frustration here, and there's a recognition that a different way of approaching it can be successful, as was the numbers attained on Saturday. But we didn't get that chance, and so I take your point there. How long do you think our people can live like this? It's only 9 weeks to Christmas. All the stresses that are accompanying this part of the year sort of culminate, don't they? And the vibe that our whānau are feeling, do you still harbour some confidence, though, that we'll get to where we've got to go? And what would you say of the 2 months ahead?
Oh, no, I don't have confidence. And why I don't have confidence is because we muscled our way through with everything we had through 2020, right? And then along come 2021 and income Delta and a whole lot of other things. We didn't have a lot of headspace to start with this year, and that's gone. The mainstream, in terms of its capacity and capability, is just about at the end of its tether. Can you imagine what's happening in our communities, right? So we need a very directed approach, and we don't need white bureaucrats telling us when to do it, what to do it, and then feeding off our failure. We need direct resourcing into our communities. where we don't treat them as second-class citizens, we don't treat them as failures, we don't treat them as somebody that is requiring some form of standover and punishment. You know, there are solutions waiting to happen, and we must look at our people in that way. Otherwise, we continue to be part of a system that puts them down all the time, makes them second-class citizens, and they believe in that. So we're in for a bit of a tough period. Even after COVID, we have our children suffering 2 years of, in effect, exclusion from the ability to get schooling on a good day. And on a good day, they had trouble because of how bad the education canvases treat them. So we've got this big problem on a five-year track of children heading through our education system where the total system has been overturned. Now, in a middle-class family, they can substitute a lot of learnings with me while that happens. In our poorer communities, that doesn't happen. So our problem from COVID is not just about vaccinations, do you understand? It has huge ramifications from education, our long-term health requirements. Our people suffer from cancer. They're being put back for screens. And now they've got cancers and they can't get any prevention capacity because they're at the back of the queue. So everywhere we look, this pandemic has put Māori back to the back of the back. So we've got lots of problems brewing that need some clear heads to start to manage for the aftermath of COVID. But all of the problems we have in COVID are in stark relief, aren't they? And they're not of our making. They were purposely designed